Sarah says your part, you're going to step forward and do the action that she says. So you're the farmer, you're the enemy, you guys are the servants or the helpers. Okay? Ready?
Okay. I bet you're wondering what the passage is now, aren't you? Okay, so we are going to read from Matthew 13. So the reading is actually inside your service sheet. If you want to follow it along in the Bible, it's on page 987. We're going to start at Matthew 13, verse 34. So that's page 987 or on your service sheet. Matthew 13, starting at verse 24. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field.
Do you know how to sow? Are you that kind of farmer? I don't know.
Well, I suppose you probably might.
But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came. And sowed weeds among the wheat. And went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling up the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom."
You want the wings then?
"The weeds are the people of the evil one. And the enemy who sows them is none other than the devil." "The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are the angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into a blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear."
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, guys. Round of applause for my players. Just before Philip goes down, Carissa, do you want to get a picture of this for later, or is that... No? Okay, fair enough. That's fine. That's great. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Well, yeah, as Dick explained before, the harvest is all about giving thanks, and is all about being ready. And this passage speaks of giving thanks, and it also speaks of being ready. And just while we were thinking about giving thanks, I thought it might be a nice idea to go to the shops. So I've got a few different vegetables in here. And can anyone tell me what this first vegetable is? Does anyone know? Oh, I've got lots of hands here. What is it? A potato. It is a potato. It's quite a big potato. I might have this for my lunch later. But you know something funny about potatoes? Potatoes have eyes, don't they? Do you know this? Potatoes have eyes, or at least they say they do. All these little funny marks all over the outside of the potato, they're called potato eyes. But do you think a potato sees us? Do you think a potato can see us? I don't think it can it? No, I don't think really the potato can see us. Now, I've got a slightly different thing here. Does anyone know what this is? Oh, what is it? It's corn. It's corn. It's called an ear of corn. Now, we might see it more often in this shape, a corn on the cob. This is essentially the same thing. This is called an ear of corn. But I don't think that the corn hears me in the same way the potato doesn't see me. Don't you think? It's a bit strange to have an ear of corn that doesn't hear me. Now, what about this one? This one. Does anyone know what this one is? Broccoli, I've got from several different people. Now, broccoli's got a head, hasn't it? That's what this bit's called. Broccoli's got a head. But I don't think that broccoli has ever really thought about me. I don't know about you. I don't think a broccoli has ever really thought about very much at all, apart from growing itself. So then I've got this final, last bit of veg. Now, this is a bit unusual. Does anyone know what this is? Cabbage, says my daughter randomly. That's the first time I've ever heard her say the word cabbage. So that's interesting. It is a cabbage. It is a cabbage. And do you know something? A cabbage has a heart. But I don't think that this cabbage loves me very much. I don't think I love it very much either. So we've got a potato that can't see even though it has eyes. We have corn that has ears but can't hear. We have broccoli and other vegetables that have heads but do not think. And we've got a cabbage that doesn't love even though it has a heart. And yet harvest is all about remembering the one who made all these amazing things, who made the corn, who made the broccoli, who made the cabbage, who made the potatoes and everything else besides. That he put it all in his field. He went out and sowed all those seeds that at the very beginning of creation, he gave us all of these wonderful things for us to have all that we have need. He's provided all those things. And just as a potato has eyes but doesn't see, well, do you know, the Bible tells us that God has eyes and does see us. That he watches us all the time and keeps an eye on us. And I think that's the most amazing thing. That God does have an ear and he listens to his people when we pray. Isn't that the most amazing thing? That God, the God who created all of this, everything in the world, all around us, when we pray to him, listens to us. And that he has a head. And that head thinks about us. That he knows us and that he loves us. That he knows every hair on our head and every thought that we've ever had. It's the most amazing thing that our great big God cares about us so deeply. And you know, he has a heart. And he loves us. And he loves you. And he loves me. And that's the most amazing thing of all. That this great God, who has provided all these wonderful things, and more than that, provides the Lord Jesus Christ as sacrifice to go in our place to the cross, to set us free from our sin, all because he loves us with that everlasting love. So as we remember harvest, we remember that just as these things have eyes and ears and heads and hearts, just as you and I have eyes and ears and heads and hearts, we are that picture, that image of God. But God himself sees, hears, knows, loves you completely. Well, as you saw when we played it out here, Jesus tells us stories, or tells stories in his gospel. And these stories are stories with a meaning. That's what a parable is. A story that is rooted in something that goes on in the world. And it has a special meaning behind it. And the wonderful thing about this story is that Jesus even explains to us what the meaning of that story is. That we have a man that goes out in his field and he sows good seed. It's wheat for the harvest. But then an enemy comes and sows weeds. And we know that the harvest, or that what he's trying to do by doing that, is ruin that harvest. But the owner of that field, he's wise and he knows that as those seeds grow up, that those that are the wheat and those that are the weeds will be found out. And so, as we're told this story, we can start to see the meaning already. But just in case we aren't clear, Jesus tells us the very meaning. That the man who owns the field is Jesus Christ, the Son of Man himself. That he owns everything within it, and he plants the seed of the gospel in the hearts of those who are his. But that the devil comes and plants the weeds among them. It's a pretty stark warning. It's a pretty stark warning of what is to come. But as we go through the rest of today, as we remember the harvest throughout this week, I want us to remember three things that this parable shows us. One is very clearly that God owns this field. Remember who all this belongs to. Remember that God owns the entire world and that Jesus owns this church. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to anyone else. It belongs to Christ and God the Father. So that as we go through life, as we go through this world, as we are part of this church together, we remember that Jesus Christ is the one that is at the head of all of that. The second thing I want us to remember is simply this, that there will be those who look like weeds and there will be those who look like wheat, but nobody can tell who they are until the final day. Sometimes a piece of wheat might look a bit mealy, it might look a bit weak, it might not look like it's growing properly, it might be growing in the wrong direction, who knows? But that doesn't change the fact that it's still a piece of wheat, that it still belongs to God, it still belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes there might be a weed that is growing that looks very similar to that wheat. You might say, well, how can a weed look like wheat? Well, just because we say it's a weed doesn't necessarily mean it's a dandelion or a daisy or a buttercup or those little stalky things with the brown and the fluff. I don't even know what they're called. But it doesn't mean that it's one of those. The enemy comes and sows the weed, and the weed could be anything that isn't supposed to be there. A good gardener friend of mine once said that a weed is any plant that isn't where it's supposed to be. And so those weeds could well look like wheat right up until the last day. They could be corn or maize or we're in Tunbridge Wells, so it could be quinoa or something like that. Quinoa, as I like to call it. It could look very much like wheat, but we just don't know. So there's no point questioning the motives of others. Ours is just to grow and to know that we are his. And the third and final thing is this, is that we are faced with a choice. We are faced with a choice. This is God's field. This is Christ's field. And we are faced with a choice. Are we going to be those who look good on the outside, who maybe look a bit like those wheats, but in the end are no good to anybody? Or are we going to be truly his? Just as the corn has an ear, you have ears before you today. And it might be that you've been coming to this church for a very long time, or maybe it's the fact that you've only been here today. Maybe you think you've been living a right way. Maybe you think you've been living the right life. But let me tell you today that if you are not truly Christ, if you do not truly believe and belong to him, then the warning is the same for you, that you will be tossed out on that final day. So he who has ears, let him hear. Hopefully you don't have ears of corn. You have ears made of flesh. And you can hear the message that is being told to you today. Turn to Christ. Belong to him. Because the amazing thing about Jesus is, even if the enemy has come along and sown weeds, Jesus can turn the weeds into wheat. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. That we can be made from one thing into another, if we would but turn to Christ. So remember that there are always going to be, it is always going to be the case that we live and work and move and breathe in God's field. That there is going to be wheat and weeds in this world. But ours is only to make that choice today. To know that if we have ears, we should hear what God is trying to say to us through his word. It's great to know that our God is a great big God who knows us and loves us.